Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Baseball, our focus this morning, specifically the Sunshine Baseball League. We'll get into all of what is involved with that and how you can get involved too this morning. Number of guests. We're going to start off this morning with a city perspective from this. City Councilman Chuck Fry is here, and the sports and fitness supervisor with City Parks and Rec, Brendan Katz, is here this morning. Good morning to both. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Councilman Fry, this is something the Sunshine Baseball League that is played in the city at the Sunshine Ballpark over there off of Wicklow Drive. Boy, that's, as you look at that program, you think of other programs in the city like Midnight Basketball that you're involved in. Good program, and I know something that you're behind.
Yeah, totally. And anything, you know, that puts a spark underneath our young kids to get involved in more things and you get to meet more people, and you know the city is unique where you have kids who grow up. We have one high school, we have one middle school, we have one elementary school as of now, and you know these kids get to grow up together. And every opportunity that they can spend outside of school, you know, it blends the community and makes everything better for the future.
Well, and it gives them something to do too in the summers. That's been a big thing of yours.
Yeah, totally. I'm all about downtime. And, you know, downtime is when all kinds of things can happen. And that's when kids get creative on what they could do besides something positive. So, you know, the more positive options we have out there, you know, even if a kid kind of, you know, stirs left a little bit, you can say, hey, well, you know, at this particular time, you could have been over here, you know, shooting ball or playing baseball. So yeah. We have the options in the city.
Yeah. Brendan, a lot of offerings in the city. And as far as when we talk about things of for kids to do, you got a lot of offerings.
I have a lot of offerings. I mean, right now we've got soccer going on right now, which is always a handful itself. You always get over like 300 kids signing up. Currently we have baseball registrations going on, which will start at the end of the month. We even extended the deadline for registrations until the end of the month. We currently are offering T-ball, coaches pitch, rookie division, and junior divisions, which we extended the age to 13 years old.
Okay.
For junior divisions.
If someone is interested in signing up for any of these things or finding out more information, I guess just go to the City Parks and Rec website?
You can go on the City Parks and Rec's website, or you're welcome to come down to the Recreation Center down at 408 Canal Street.
Chuck, I know the mission of the Sunshine Baseball League, the whole mission is to encourage and mentor kids. Mm-hmm. And that's what an important thing in this day and age.
Oh yeah. And you know, it's just what it is. You know, for me, when you see opportunities like this, is when, like I said, when the kids can get involved, and you know, it kind of like when you have these. For instance, let me give you a quick example. Across the street from Mayfield, there's soccer fields, but a lot of kids don't play soccer. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. It's kind of like, as long as these options are out there, eventually more kids will start getting in tune to what's going on. And like I said, what better place than the city? And it's pretty cool, and Mr. Zitz can vouch for this, it's pretty cool to see folks from the counties that want to be a part of the city.
Yeah.
You know, because we claim our zip code 22401. We claim it pretty strong. But when, you know, we have our neighbors who want to come to the city and get involved in our, you know, our programs, it's a big deal. So.
And just jumping onto that, I get phone calls all the time from Spotsylvania parents saying, like, Spotsylvania is so crowded, whereas we here, we're not as crowded.
Yeah.
Where kids get to actually just go in and start playing immediately and not worrying about if they're going to just come in and sit on the bench. We don't allow that. Teams get to play their full season of 8 games plus playoffs on top of that. And it'll be done within as fast as you know it.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, if you've got questions, just check it out. Ask some questions, and again, you've extended for
we've extended until the end of the month.
End of the month.
Yep. And if anybody's interested, we are holding a parents and coaches meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock for the parents meeting and 7 o'clock for the coaches meeting at the Dorothy Hart Center.
Chuck, the whole program and the whole reaching out to kids who have who need this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The fact that you can offer it is a huge thing, and parents shouldn't take the approach of, I don't know what my kids might not like it, right, or there's nothing to do.
Right.
Let them get involved.
Yeah, and I'm telling you from experience, the volunteers that you'll run across, we don't deal with, like, let's say, hot-headedness and all of that. We deal with volunteers who want to be there, you know, and like I say, anybody who adjusts their schedule for these kids, you know, they want to be there. And guarantee any of these programs in the city, you get your kid involved, and they will learn something, and they will have fun. You know, it's pretty much a guarantee they're going to have fun and learn the basics of whatever, you know, sport it is.
And it's not just the kids having fun. The parents themselves that go out there and have fun. I mean, yeah, parents are the main volunteers. They actually are the reason why we have these leagues put together. Without them, the kids wouldn't be able to do all this stuff. Yeah,
that's absolutely right. And with the last basketball season that we just had that ended with our team, I coach with Coach Romel Turner, who actually coached me as a kid, which is pretty unique in the city of Fredericksburg. But you know, if you could see that, you would have thought you had a Wizards game with some of those you know, maybe just, you know, 50 fans, but the intensity level was all the way there.
You coach basketball?
Oh yeah.
That's what I thought. I assumed when I've seen you at midnight basketball, you know what to do when you get the ball.
Yeah. It's in you know, like I said, that's one thing, like, you know, when you're a kid, like for me, for instance, you know, I grew up here, and coincidentally, my first basketball coaches were Romel Turner and former city councilman Tuffy Hicks. And it's kind of unique that I'm sitting there and I'm a city councilman now, you know, and, you know, but it all balances. But, you know, as a kid, when you look back and you say, well, you know, who spent time, who dedicated some energy to me, you know what I mean? So to me, it's a big deal to give back to the city in that manner.
And that, when Doris Buffett set up the space, when and was involved in setting up the baseball league, mm-hmm, I think it was just that kind of thing that she had in mind of people being able to mentor others, mm-hmm, like you do.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happens. And you know, my job is UPS, and you know, I guess I'm a man of many hats, but it's real cool for the kids to see, you know, they see me in a truck. Then they see me, you know, at the park, or they see me here and they see me there, and it gives them a good boost. And then, you know, luckily at my job, for instance, not trying to go to the career thing, but at my job, those same kids in 4 or 5 years are the same kids who end up working, you know, part-time, you know, or possibility of getting a career. So it's kind of a big balance. It's kind of like the guy who helps you, your neighbor who helps you work on your car. Next thing you know, 15 years later, you're helping his kid. So it's a good balance, and you can see a lot of that in the city if you just slow down the pace sometimes and look around. Yep. You get a lot of that in this area.
And just having the kids watch you do what you do, eventually they might see you as an idol and do what you are doing today.
That's right.
You are their dream to become what you are today.
That's right. And it you never know what it is with the kids pick up on, but like I say, the more options. And now we have a lot of our educational folks in, we have the Germana folks, you know, everybody kind of works somewhere different and it all blends together. So even with that, my biggest, you know, next step would be, you know, like try to force the workforce credentials grants, which people will learn more about in the near future. But, you know, like the same kids who are involved in these activities or whatever will be more or less some of the kids who don't have anything to do mm-hmm, at these particular moments. In return, which would be some of the kids who don't know a lot of information about what the future holds. So once we start blending all this information together, it's going to be like a melting pot of what your future could be. All you got to do is, you know, choose, you know, door A through Z pretty much.
And I remember we had the same talk at midnight basketball last summer of mm-hmm, how you had all these kids and you didn't want to make it just basketball.
Right.
Get some life skills mm-hmm, brought in, and that's what you're working on with this.
Yeah, and the formula itself, the formula is there. So, you know, like the formula is proven now. So now we have that part. Now it's time to, you know, to do some add-ons. So, you know, all in time, you know, you can't rush anything. I don't want to just throw a bunch of options at one time and can't, you know, succeed on what we're trying to present. But, yeah, more or less, you know, whatever we can do to just boost up all the information in the city, in the area.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. We're talking baseball this morning and the Sunshine Baseball League, but it's more than that. And same with you, Brandon. It's not like you're setting up schedules for all these kids, but you never know how kids are going to be impacted.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I still get phone calls today saying, I can't afford any of my kids to play for these. What do I do? But we offer situations where you have to fill out the form, where they actually don't have to pay a dime in order to play. We actually have the city help pay for the parents themselves.
And again, if people have questions about any of the spring and summer offerings, check out the website.
Yeah, or feel free to give me an email. My email is posted online, or you can just email me at becatz@fredericksburgva.gov.
Brandon Katz is the sports and fitness supervisor for City Parks and Rec. City Councilman Chuck Fry here. We'll have you and Councilman Fry. We've got to do a midnight basketball show at some point, and we will do that. That'll start again. Sometime in June.
I think the third. It's the week after school lets up, so okay. It starts on that Friday, and we have to have some meetings in the city soon about that as well. So, you know, we'll be all in. Our first year we did the city parade pretty much when we had the fire trucks and the police cars and everybody out making noise. So I'm hoping that we'll do that again this year. So that'll be pretty interesting.
The Sunshine Ballpark and the Sunshine Baseball League are focused this morning. We're going to jump into that and bring in some new guests to talk about that. When we come back, Brandon, Councilman Fry, good to see you. Thank you for coming in, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Sunshine Baseball League this morning, and we switch guests a little bit here. Bill Lynch is here from the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation. Ken Rigby is here with the league commissioner. Fred German is here, who's a board member, and also Mike Zitz, who's been involved with this through Doris Buffett and has been just personally involved for a long time. Mike, I'm going to start off with you. The whole league and the league itself and the concept that Doris had, as this continues to grow, and I've seen how the kids are involved and just engaged and how the coaches are, Doris herself has to be just thrilled with what she has seen.
Oh, she's very happy. She's come out and seen a couple of games there at the ballpark. She really enjoys seeing the kids get a chance to shine out there. Doris, working with Bill Lynch and some other people here locally, made a $1 million challenge grant that got the ballpark going there. And she supported this league to try to engage young kids there in the neighborhood, Bragg Hill, Heritage Park.
And this is open to talk about who the Sunshine Baseball League is open to.
Oh, it's open to everybody. The idea, though, we're trying to engage low-income kids and provide mentoring and role models for them.
Bill Lynch, you and your wife were in last year, and we did a fantastic show on the whole thing. And your passion for all of this came out. And I mean, I've seen you doing all kinds of things over there, from getting the fields ready to just getting everything all set up. This is a real passion of yours.
It's ongoing, Ted, and it's still a thrill to see the number of children that go out there on a regular basis, not only for baseball, but for any of the other programs, particularly the Badges for Baseball programs, which are county and city related. Which are a Ripken Foundation program that have been in effect out there. But speaking primarily to the Sunshine Baseball League and the foundation, we're really driving the at-risk children. And I can't say enough about the mentorship that goes on between the kids and the coaches and other children. And what's kind of unique about the way we organize it is that you have at-risk children, okay, playing with children that aren't at risk. Mm-hmm. And it's a learning process through the whole thing. And the coaches we have are exceptional in dealing with children. That's one of the things we pride ourselves in out there. Doris has been an avid supporter for the 2 or 3 years it's been in existence. But it's now time for us locally to step up to the plate, okay, and help Doris, who's still funding it, okay, but not to the degree that we had her in the past. Okay, so we need to take a position as businessmen, parents, and so forth, and put some money into the community that we're actually getting from the community. Okay, so that's more a positive thing. And our league is structured primarily two divisions, 8, 9, and 10, and 11, 12, and 13. And I don't mean to ramble on here, but it's just that we also, Ted, have instituted our academy, which is for the 5, 6, and 7-year-olds. So we're doing things a little bit differently this year, particularly with the age groups.
Doris is 89 now. She's stepped away from the foundation. She's having some health problems. Mm-hmm. The way she does things, she sees herself not as a limousine that's driving people to their destination, but a tow truck who pulls people out of the ditch so that they can get things going on their own. And to mix metaphors, she's carried the ball this far. We need to pick the ball up and run with it now as a community.
So, is this the third or fourth year?
Third.
So, yeah, it's actually third. The first season was a fall season. Now we've done summer ones. It goes from late June into early September.
Right.
So, again, that's another focus of this morning, just to talk about ways that the people can get involved. Fred Jarman's been involved in a lot of things in this area over the years. Fred, what got you involved in this? I'm not surprised to see your name connected to this, because kids and just being active in the community has been huge for you over the years.
Well, I've been doing this in this community for 29 years, and being a personal friend of Miss Buffett's, I know she does like what Mike said about sustainability. And now it is our chance and opportunity to show her that the community will rally around this. When I first went over to the Sunshine Park and I saw the people like Mr. Bill, his wife, and the other people like our commissioner, and Mike's involvement and everyone else, I was so excited to be a part of it, because there's positive mentoring, there's background checks on all the staff, and it's a safe place for kids to be. I get the biggest thrill of hearing two words, play ball. And I want us to be able to continue to do that for these at-risk kids and the diversity it gives other kids.
And boy, in this day and age, that's so important for kids to be able to have that, for parents to have that option.
Mm-hmm.
We should
make the point that it's not just for low-income families. We have a good mix of all demographics. And that's part of what we're shooting for, too. We want the kids to get to know each other and be comfortable with each other.
Ken Rigby is the Sunshine Baseball League commissioner. Ken, what got you involved in all of this?
I've been coaching. Let me see. My oldest is 20 now, so I've been coaching him since he was knee high. I enjoy coaching. I've coached every sport you can think of, but baseball is my life, so to speak, if you ask my wife that. I actually got introduced to Mike. Actually, Mike's son played on my team for a few years, and then we just slowly started to build things up, and we started talking about it. And when the league came around, you know, I wanted to be part of it, because I want the kids to have the ability to go out and play baseball. It's our national pastime, and with the four of us sitting here today, we want to make sure that these kids have a great time and they're safe doing it.
Some pretty good baseball is played too. I've seen a little bit of it, and the quality of baseball and the coaching is phenomenal.
We like I said, everybody gets background checks, so we want to make sure that these coaches coming in understand that they are here to teach the fundamental of these kids, to mentor these kids, and to make sure that they just have a safe environment, and that's what we're all about.
We were talking about the Sunshine Baseball League this morning. Mike, if someone's interested in finding out more about it, what's the best way to do that?
Bill runs a website. It's sunshineballpark.org, right?
Correct.
You go there and you can register. Registration's been extended through May 15th. If families have financial need, just like Brandon Katz was saying about the city,
yeah,
they can apply for scholarships.
SunshineBallpark.org, the website. Bill, the how long does the season goes into the fall, right?
Normally, Ted, it does. We start right around the 4th of July, okay, afterwards, and it'll run into late August, early September. As the hours wean down during the day, we find it very difficult to play ball on the weekdays at night because it gets dark too quick. So we try to cut the season back. It'll probably be, again, a 12-game season, which is quite a bit for kids. They enjoy it. And it's our website is the best place, sunshineballpark.org.
Okay.
Or you can call myself or Kenny or Mike, and then we're kind of all listed on the registration form.
So. Okay. I thought that there was a website. So that now that Mike mentions that, I remember seeing it. When we come back, I'm going to have each of you talk about just something that so you have a couple of minutes to think about it. Just a memory or two from being involved with Sunshine Baseball. And what you always carry with you on that. And we'll continue to talk about ways that the community can get involved. The Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. Fred German here, Ken Rigby, Bill Lynch, and Mike Zitz. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station.
Janet.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning. Bill Lynch is here. Ken Rigby is here. Fred German is here. And Mike Zitz is here. And we're talking about the league. Again, if you need information, want to find out a little bit more before you contact them, sunshineballpark.org is the website. Sunshineballpark.org. Before we took the break, I mentioned I was going to have you guys talk a little bit about some memories and something that always sticks with you. Fred, you had a good one when you were talking about just some of your memories of the league.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to utilize the Gladys P. Todd students to be announcers and scorekeepers. And they'll be graduating in a few weeks with their associate degree from Germana while still high school students. So we had just put that in place, and it didn't take any time for the kids who actually play the game to bond with them because they were excellent mentors. They couldn't get over the fact. They said, you're still in high school and you're going to graduate. But Miss Buffett had made that possible. And so they started giving each kid a nickname. And they would come up to bed and they'd say, now coming is Shane the...
Pain.
Shane the Pain. And each kid had their own nickname.
Yeah.
They loved it. They bond well. And they talk. And once they found out these were college students and high school students, they started talking about the possibilities for them too. So one of the things I liked was the multicultural diversity that it brought all across the barriers of social, economical, and things like that. And you could see self-esteems being raised just hearing your name called out.
Well, and Bill Lynch, I remember we talked about that last year when you and your wife came in and we did a show. And that really is another whole component of this thing.
It is. And you ask us to think about memories. And I'll be honest with you, Ted, memories are so many that they kind of get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
But the being involved out there like I am day in and day out, okay, what I really like seeing is, to Fred's point, the camaraderie that's developed, the children that are using it, okay, are children that normally didn't have anything, okay? When they walk down to a baseball park that's turf, and not grass, and not mud, okay? It's grass they can actually play on. It's just a wonderful experience for them, and they just enjoy it so much. But parents, on the flip side, also enjoy it. Because moms, in particular, because I get this comment all the time when we have our league, I don't have to clean grass stains off of pants. I don't have to work mud and dirt out of the uniform, because we don't have those issues out there because it's all artificial turf. So those are good things. And the parents are the ones that really make my day. Okay. The kids primarily call me Mr. Bill. Okay. When I'm out there, which is fine. I'd rather they do that than try to pronounce Lynch.
Okay? Yeah.
But it's a fun atmosphere for everybody. I just really enjoyed being there, and so do the children.
The facility itself, if a person has never seen it, it's top rate.
It's probably one of the best facilities in the region. We have people come down from Fairfax County all the time and asking the question, you know, how do you have this in Fredericksburg and we don't have it in Fairfax? Okay, well, the bottom line is, we were fortunate. We had Doris on our side. We had the Ripken Foundation on our side. The city is a great partner, okay? And basically, we were able to put a state-of-the-art complex in. And right now, it's two fields. We have the ability field, which is a smaller for the handicapped children and wheelchairs and canes.
And that's a one-of-a-kind thing for this area.
One-of-a-kind, okay? And then we have Griffith Stadium, which is a replica of the old Washington Senators field up in D.C., which we use for primarily the leagues, okay, league play.
Griffith Stadium is kind of a pro ballpark experience for the kids and families. There's a huge electronic scoreboard. There's announcing, as we discussed earlier. There's music between innings. It's a fun experience for everybody involved, and it makes the kids feel like there's somebody, and that was what Doris wanted in this.
And I know there's hopes, isn't there, for another field?
Yeah, Bill and the Sunshine Ballpark Foundation Board have been working hard to raise money for a third field, regulation size 90-foot bases, so that as the kids age out, turn 14, go up even into like late teens or early 20s, they'll have some place to go and not just stop playing.
Are you fundraising for that at this point, Bill, or where does that stand?
Well, we're currently, Ted, in the process of researching a couple of different things. MLB, Major League Baseball, for example, we're looking into possibly having them help provide funding for that. But we're going to rely heavily on our own community and see what we can do. The price tag, unfortunately, on adding a turf field like that, it continues to rise a little bit.
Yeah.
And I hate to throw any numbers out here right now because it's a sliding scale is what it is. But I'm heavily involved in that. Pretty much done and worked with the engineering firm and putting it all together. But the whole goal, to Mike's point, is being able to give children beyond the age of 13 somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I might add that the third field will probably be multifunctional, okay, once we get to that point where we could do field hockey, soccer, the whole nine yards, because we'll have space. Because a full-size field you can do a lot more with than you can with a smaller field.
Yeah. And there's room back there to add
this
field?
Yes. In fact, when we originally built the park, all of the original site work was done based on three fields.
Okay.
So the third field is there. To make it full-size, of course, we'll have to adjust because it was really originally designed to be the same size as Griffith Stadium, the one that exists today. But we have the room to do that, so that's not an issue.
May 15th, the deadline for registration for the Sunshine Baseball League summer programs, and they again run from early July until early September at the Sunshine Ballpark. Ken Rigby is the Sunshine Baseball League commissioner with opening day last week for Major League Baseball. You had that to look forward to. Now you're focused, I'm sure, on July.
Yes, sir. Like I said, working with Bill and all the other board members, we're just trying to make sure that everything is set in place so the first pitch comes, we don't have anything to worry about, everything runs smoothly. You're going to have your bumps in the road, but that's what we're here to fix. So it should be a great season this year.
Again, it is May 15th is the deadline for registration. And if you go to sunshineballpark.org, lots of information there. Fred Jarman is a board member. As you look at this next season coming up and get ready for it, Fred, lots of lots of things on the horizons, lots of needs now, and we have talked today about the need for the community to get involved and pick up what Doris helped fund initially, and now it's time for the community to step in.
You can sponsor as an individual as little as $100 for a Title I child, who we know by Title I they're income eligible. And so up to different to $500 or more would help the kids be able to play. But it's as little as $100 would help a kid have a safe, fun summer.
Wow, when you put it in those terms, we'll pay $100 for a shirt or something and don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. And this, you think about what just the implications of giving kids a chance are. And I know that's something that you're all about, of wanting to give kids a chance, and is why you're on the board and involved with this.
And, you know, if you come to the park, you'd be willing to give. A lot of people haven't seen that park. They get confused with the one on the other side of the road. And mm-hmm. So if they come all the way in the back at Wicklow Drive and look at that ballpark, then they couldn't help but want to give, because they, you know, the enjoyment that the kids are having. And one of the things I noticed in the league is that hashtag, it's all about the kids. And it is. The fun, the look on their faces, and the parents. To know your child will be in a safe environment and with positive people, away from the computers long enough to exercise yeah. their muscles.
Now, it's just the energy that is there. It's if you haven't seen a Chautauqua, just like you say, whether if you ought to see the ballpark, you ought to come and see a game or two, just because of just the excitement that's there.
Well, a lot of people have helped in ways like Marcy Catlett. They had a whole program about Jackie Robinson.
I remember that.
And then Sharon Robinson came to the ballpark this summer, and she too was impressed with the ballpark. And it's a very impressive place.
Yeah, we have to give Germana credit for that, because Germana's special events program brought Sharon Robinson in.
Yeah.
And it was a great experience. She really engaged with the kids. You would think there might be some kind of problem there in terms of their memory, but like as Fred said, they had already been studying Jackie Robinson in school. So,
and some of those kids really knew, when they asked questions, they really knew about who Jackie Robinson was.
And she was impressed with what we're doing. She said that we should contact Major League Baseball, that they would probably help us with the third field.
It is impressive. And I know, Ken, you mentioned about how you've been coaching your son, and it just seemed a natural extension to all of that. You guys all have to be just really proud at times of what's happening there, and just the community involvement. And again, there needs to be more community involvement now.
Right. Like I said, just to be able to go out and watch these kids play. Now, I hate to say this, but I'm actually retired from coaching. But to go out and watch these kids play just, you know, makes me happy. I know I played when I was a kid, and I know, you know, probably everybody in here has played when they were a kid. And to be able to bring that back and give back to the community, to give these kids something to look forward to, is exciting for me. And we'll do whatever we can to make sure we can get these kids to play, because we don't want them to not have the opportunity not to be able to.
Bill Lynch, someone said to me, I saw some late summer, and we were talking about you and your involvement with this, and they told me that you're at that ballpark just about every day from morning until night, and that it has to be something really important to drag you away, that you just like being around the kids and just like to make sure that the ballpark is operating as it should.
It's a rewarding experience. Being retired, Ted, my time is my own. Okay, and I do a lot of different things, but being at Sunshine Ballpark, and people see me out there all the time, and they think I'm a full-time, you know, I'm out there every hour of every day, but that's not truly the case, okay? But we go fairly strong from February 1st through the end of probably October.
Yeah.
Okay, with different things and different varieties of issues and programs that we run. So, but it's a godsend for myself and Patricia Lynn, okay, my lovely wife, being a school teacher for 45 years, she's just always been kid-oriented.
Yeah.
So for me, it's kind of natural. And I love baseball. So that was the other thing. But it's been fun.
Who's your favorite team?
Pittsburgh Pirates, of course.
Okay. Ken, who's your favorite team?
It's got to be the Pirates all the way.
Okay, two Pirates. How about you, Frank?
Orioles.
Okay. And I know Mike's the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay.
Stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning watching them because they play on the West Coast. Wife isn't too happy about that.
It's now. It says West Coast games will get you. It's the Sunshine Ballpark League, our focus this morning. Sunshineballpark.org for information. May 15th, the deadline to register. We'll wrap this up with Bill Lynch, Ken Rigby, Fred German, and Mike Zitz when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sunshine Baseball League, our focus this morning, sunshineballpark.org for information. May 15th, the deadline for registration for the summer league programs. Before we get into just wrap this up and talk about ways that, again, people can get involved. Mike and Fred, you were both telling a couple of stories. Fred, I'll start with you about just the impact this has on families.
There was this young one, man. He was coming with his neighbor's kid. And, you know, I could observe what he had on. He had on his neighbor's shirt, the bigger boy. And so he didn't want to play. He wouldn't play baseball. They had been asking him for over a year. I took him over to Mr. Bill, and Mr. Bill gave him his own shirt and pants. We got a hat and glove. Huh. And he and I started playing a little catch. And he can run. He's fast as a jackrabbit. And so we played off to the side. And then Mike asked him to come over and just play with his team a little bit. It wasn't an official game. He's one of the best players out there now. And his mother, his father, the stepfather, the whole family would come out and watch him play, and he became a phenomenal athlete. He's another example how you could see through baseball, self-esteem was raised. I know Doris would have loved that from that experience because he was exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah.
With all of the Cal Ripken models that they have and rules and what they want to do. So it's just phenomenal when you see that.
One of the kids on our team 3 years ago when he came to us, had such an anxiety problem that his father would get calls from the elementary school saying, you're going to have to come get your son because he won't walk into the classroom. He would sit down in the hall outside and not go in. And to watch him blossom, he's become one of the best players in the league. He's gained so much confidence. This sounds like a B movie or something, like a bad movie script. But he's become president of his class in middle school.
Huh.
That kind of thing, it's really rewarding doing this.
Yeah, it's exciting. Doris Buffett had the vision and helped get this off the ground, and now the community there's the need. Bill Lynch for the community and for businesses to step
right
forward and to and to keep it going and grow it. It sounds like
absolutely. It's like everybody has been sharing. It's time for the community to step up and assist. It's not that we have to do it totally on our own. Doris is still there and helping. But its bottom line is we need to raise funds to basically provide scholarships for children that don't have the resources to be able to play. And you can do it in any amount of money you would like, okay? But $100 will put a kid through a summer baseball program at Sunshine Ballpark. And, you know, I will tell you right up front, Patty and I are totally involved, okay? We've committed to probably putting quite a few children through the program. So it's a good opportunity for the local businesses to become part.
And Ken Rigby, who's the league commissioner, you hear some of these stories and you just think these are just some of the stories, you know. Exciting to be, I'm sure, for you to be part of this, but it also is, an opportunity for the community to put their stamp on this.
Yeah, most importantly, it's all about the kids, and that's on our sponsorship form because that's what we believe in. We believe to give these kids an opportunity to play. I've reached out. I even had my dad decided he was going to send in a donation, so we're going to put a few players through the season as well. So, you know, we just want to let everybody know that, you know, it's not, the money's not going to us. It's going for these kids to be able to play, and that's what we're focusing on. You give these kids something to do during the summer, keep them active, and keep them motivated, and then encourage them along the way.
Not only that, it's showing appreciation to Doris Buffett for all she's done for our community. It's supporting what she's trying to do and keeping it going. She's not going to be around forever. That's been her plan all along. And I think it's time for the community to step up to the plate.
Fred, you're involved in, and you've been involved for years in a lot of these kind of efforts. And to see this take off now, it's got to be exciting for you.
It's very exciting to see how professional the staff is, too, to keep things going. You know, Patty and Bill Lynch donated an educational center. It's more than just a baseball park. And when you go there, there's so many positive things that you learn that you can do there, where kids can be trained in for things like first aid and learn about partnership. And, you know, we said before, you can sponsor as little as $100 for one kid, $200 for two Title I kids, $300 for three Title I kids, $400 for four, and five kids for $500. It's a great investment, because the greatest investment we can make is in our kids, because it's our future.
SunshineBallpark.org. And again, the Sunshine Ballpark itself, if you've never seen it, you ought to drive back there and see it. It's on Wicklow Drive off of Fall Hill Avenue. And again, Mike, May 15th, the deadline for registration to get all this going for the league and also the academy, too?
That's right. And sometimes the deadlines pass for other localities and people are stuck. We're going to be around for another month open for people to come in.
SunshineBallpark.org. Bill Lynch, boy, thank you. It's always good to see you, Bill, and your commitment to this is
my pleasure to be here.
Just super. Ken Rigby, the Sunshine Baseball League Commissioner. Fred Jarman. Fred, good to have you in here. Your name comes up a lot of times on this show, so it's good to have you here and to see your commitment to this. And Mike Zitz, boy, you have seen this through, and good to have you here again. It is sunshineballpark.org for more information. May 15th, the deadline for registering. That is it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.